The holiday season means the return of many rituals, some good, some bad, some both. But one of the more low-stress holiday habits is rewatching classic Christmas movies. You could say hello to everyone from George Bailey.
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
To Kevin McAllister.
I'm up here, you morons! Come and get me!
To, and I'll just start getting this perennial controversy out of the way right away, the 76 intertwining main characters of Love Actually.
Welcome, Prime Minister.
So what's this big news then?
We've been given our parts in the Nativity play. And I'm the lobster.
Actually, I'm in love.
To talk all things holiday movies, we have brought in All Things Considered producer and film connoisseur Mark Rivers. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Scott. Good to be with you.
I want to start with the thing that everyone gravitates to anyway when you're talking about holiday movies, and I know you have many opinions on them. Why don't we just start with some examples that you think are holiday classic movies that maybe shouldn't be, maybe don't quite hold up, or are maybe actually terrible.
We're starting with disappointing potential listeners here, Scott. I don't. All right. Well, I gotta be honest here. I recently watched it. Love Actually. Scott, what is this movie about? Like, what is this movie?
It's about love.
I feel like it's
love
about,
is actually all around us.
I feel like it's about love the way, like, Crash is about a race. Except there are more white people in Love Actually.
There are.
What does this movie tell us? Does it tell us you can find love if you're, like, you know, a man with, like, a position of power? Does it tell us, like, the only way you can find love as a woman is if you are a subordinate to that man in power? Does this movie tell us that it's okay to just sneak around your best friend, alleged best friend, to stalk his bride with weird, creepy videos? Is it about just our love of British people? Like, I just...
Yes.
What is
yes.
this movie?
It is the last thing. It is about our love of British people, and it is about, I think, a soundtrack elevating a movie.
Fair.
And I think grand, sweepy, romantic gestures, we feel moved by them, even if they're totally nonsensical, as most of them are. And the plot of this movie leads that you just get back to back to back to back to back to back, big, sweeping gestures.
You're pummeled with gestures. It's a pummeling of romantic gestures. You're beaten over the head with romantic gestures.
And at that point, you're not stopping to think how creepy it is to stand outside the house with the cue cards. You're just like, he's standing outside the house with the cue cards.
Because you're concussed at that point. As a viewer, you are concussed, and you just have to accept what's happening.
Okay. We've gotten the hating out of the way.
Yeah.
What to you is actually like a great Christmas movie that you enjoy watching that holds up that you're going to watch every December?
So, I mean, I have a few. One, I mean, just to stick with that year 2003, it's a little movie called Elf. Maybe you've heard of it.
You did it! Congratulations! World's best cup of coffee. Great job, everybody.
This is the Jon Favreau directed movie starring Will Ferrell as this elf who realizes that he's actually human. I think one thing that makes this movie really stick out, I mean, it's a classic for a number of reasons, right? But one thing I love about it is it's not a mean movie.
No.
I think if you look at a lot of holiday movies, it's kind of underlying thread of humiliation, you know, and whether it's something like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation or even something like It's a Wonderful Life, where indignity after indignity kind of leads him to wanting to jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
Or just pick your family movie where, like, secrets come out and melodrama ensues. There's this idea that the holidays kind of set out to kind of humiliate you, right?
Or it's like a morality play. Like
it's a morality play. Exactly. I think what's really key, obviously, is Will Ferrell's performance. You know, this was when he was just coming off of SNL.
It's very earnest and happy.
It's very earnest. Like, he's not playing what he kind of usually does, which is this kind of, like, comedic, like, kind of weapon. He's playing an actual character, and it's an earnest character, and he really wins you over. And just, it's sweet, but it's not so sweet that, like, your teeth fall out.
20-year anniversary of two iconic in very different ways.
Indeed.
Holiday movies. And I will add, just on the opposite end of the spectrum, one of the original iconic Christmas movies, I think It's a Wonderful Life does hold up. I feel like there's a little bit of weirdness in the plot points, but I feel like the themes are universal, and even for, like, the deep darkness that it goes down, it is a really good movie that I find something new to think about every year I see it.
I mean, I think it's because the darkness was, like, really genuine, right? Yeah. I mean, like, James Stewart and the director, Frank Capra, these people who were served in World War II. So it's kind of a PTSD post-war kind of movie.
What'd you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
Ooh, you mustn't say things like that.
I feel like the melancholy and this, like, what purpose does my life have, coming after such a profound world catastrophe, like, it was genuine for both him and the director, and I think that's what, like, we're getting when we watch this movie. It's like, when the movie ultimately decides that, yes, like, one person can have an impact for people, like, it comes from someplace, like, real. It's not just some kind of, like, storybook sentiment. Like, it comes from, like, real life.
Yeah. Is there any movie in your Christmas movie list that you think would surprise me?
Technically not a movie. It's kind of it's an hour-long TV special, but I watch it every year, and it's Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
Okay.
So this one is not nearly as well-known as, say, A Charlie Brown's Christmas or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but it was kind of the first animated Christmas special to be produced for TV. Uh-huh. For those who don't know, Mr. Magoo is this kind of, like, stubborn, grumpy old man who was losing his eyesight, but he, like, refuses to admit it, and he gets into a bunch of, like, goofy shenanigans. And in the special, he is, like, this Broadway actor, and he's playing the character of Scrooge from Charles Dickens' classic book. And it follows the plot very closely, but what makes it really stick out is that it's played as a musical. There's a great centerpiece in the special, When Winter Was Warm, which is about kind of the blossoming romance that Scrooge had with the woman who kind of got away when he realized he liked money more than he liked people.
Winter was warm, summer soft that year, the winter was warm.
And it's just so beautiful, and these wonderful strings, and I get emotional every time I watch it. And my dad introduced me to this when I was a little kid, and we watch it every year together. And I think for parents out there who are looking for ways to introduce their kids to either Dickens and or musicals, I think this is a great way to do it.
You know what else I have to say, Mark? General opinions starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed, but I don't see that. It seems to me that love is everywhere.
All right, Scott. Now we got to end the conversation. You forgot to say Love Actually. Love Actually is everywhere. We got
that's All Things Considered, producer Mark Rivers. Thank you so much. Enjoy your movie watching.
Thank you, Scott.